This is News Talk.
And this is Claire McKenna with you until 11. Now, for those with home ownership on the top of their 2024 resolutions list, Margaret Bowers, QFA and Managing Director of Mortgage Navigators, has prepared this comprehensive guide to getting mortgage ready in 2024. And she joins me in studio now. Margaret,
thanks,
you're very welcome.
Thanks very much.
And I think people will be thinking, oh God, like, we've a housing crisis. You can't get a house, but it's not impossible.
Not at all. Not at all. And that's, I suppose, after this session, Claire, I suppose I want people who are listening to know that if they want to buy a house in 2024, that it is actually possible.
And I suppose step one, I think, with anything financial is become aware of where you are and get yourself ready. And they're your sort of tips. So how do we get financially ready for a mortgage?
Yeah. And I suppose even before we go there, I suppose just if we to look at the market in 2024, we've come out of a year of property completions, the highest on record since 2006, albeit it could be a lot higher. We completed over 33,000 houses. 26,000 first-time buyers got into their homes in 2023. So it is positive. And I suppose I think we have first-time buyers and movers coming to us and they're a little bit stressed saying, I'll never find my house. I'm looking on Daft. I'm looking on my home. And I don't see a house coming my way. They are coming. You know what I mean? So the market is definitely more positive than it was in 2023. And certainly if we to look back in 2020, 2021, 2022. So we're starting at a good place. Okay.
So yeah. And that's so important because I think there is so much negative news between the cost of living crisis, the housing crisis, and it can just paralyze people to inaction. And that's not to say that people aren't struggling out there and there aren't things that need to be looked at policy level.
Yeah.
But how can people take those first steps?
Absolutely. So the very first step, I suppose, if you're living at home, and we know that there's a lot of 86,000 between 29 and 35 years of age living still with their parents. We know that rental costs is high. The very first step, I suppose, the first step actually is to decide, are you going to buy in 2024? And then you need to understand your finances. So the number one step, I suppose, is to print off that last 6 months' bank statements and review it line by line, Claire. Sounds very pedantic, but line by line, and look at your budgeting. So if you're renting, you're automatically demonstrating to the bank that you can pay your mortgage repayment. So that's part of the proven repayment capacity. If you're saving, that's also repayment capacity. And I suppose that's the number one that the bank will always look for. Are you good to pay back that mortgage over the next 30 or 35 years? And you'll see that very easily on your bank statement. We know rental in the Irish economy is quite expensive at the moment. The average rent in Dublin is 2,300, right, okay?
Unreal.
The mortgage repayment will not be that, okay? So I just ran a quick figure before I came into studio. If you borrow 300,000 over 30 years on a green interest rate, which is 3.65 currently, your mortgage repayment is 1,372, I think, to be exact. So that is nearly €1,000 cheaper than the average rental outgoing in the Dublin market. So that's number one, I suppose, understand your finances. I suppose we'd ask customers, I suppose, before they ever start, to run that CCR report, which is the Central Credit Register report. And the reason we want to do that is that we know that there's no skeletons in that cupboard. So that there's, you know, sometimes people would have a credit card, they forgot about it, it's still outstanding with repayments. There might have been a loan that had missed payments. So knowing that up front is a huge benefit from a mortgage assessment process.
And can you clean that up if there were missed payments? Is there a certain amount of time that has to pass before you get that clean bill of health again? I know it's quite case specific, but can you fix those errors?
You can, and sometimes they're just a timing error. So sometimes we'd see a credit card and it might show one or two missed payments over the last 2 to 3 years, and we are going to query them to make sure that they're, you know, they're not, I suppose, an indication of financial stress by that customer. But absolutely, there is ways of getting over a credit register. Sometimes we'd see on a bank statement, Claire, that a direct debit has been missed. Again, we don't like to see it often, but if it's a timing issue, we can certainly mitigate it. But I suppose I'd always describe a mortgage application process, it's like a job interview. You are absolutely presenting the best version of yourself. And that includes your bank statement. So it's quite, I suppose, without frightening people off, like when we're assessing a bank statement or a savings statement over the last 6 or 12 months, we are literally going line by line. So it's quite intrusive in ways, but I suppose we have to ensure that you can show that there is no financial risk to you or to the bank in taking out this mortgage. It is probably the biggest financial commitment you'll make in the 30 years. So we have to ensure that it is comfortable.
Yeah, and it is in your interest, as you say. You don't want to borrow above your means, which is what got us into a big mess in the first place.
Yeah.
And do you need to be very clean living, or is it true, you often hear that banks want to see that you can have a repayment capacity, but you can also go on a weekend away or order a takeaway? Because there's no point. I mean, I know you said you're putting your best foot forward, but you don't want to lie either about what real life looks like.
Well, it has to be real. And this is the thing. And I'd always say to clients is that it's fine to do this for 6 months to show the bank, but you're going to be left with this mortgage commitment for the next 30 years. So it actually has to feel very comfortable. And I suppose the best way to describe a mortgage repayment, it has to be comfortable on your worst month. So like that sometimes is December for people because they have Christmas, they have Santa, you know what I mean? There's extra expenses.
Yeah, back to school back or to job school, loss,
absolutely.
Ability to save.
So it has to be really comfortable on your worst month. And I suppose if you're looking over your bank statements over the last 6 months, you'll see your worst month in those 6 months. You know, I suppose when we're looking at, like, I suppose a mortgage calculator from an assessment perspective, Claire, will actually stress the customer as well. Most banks are now stressing by 2% on the mortgage repayment. And customers are passing that. Like, some people would say, oh my God, with interest rates gone up and, you know, lending, you know, restrictions slightly tighter than they were back in 2006 and 2007, I'll never get a mortgage. The reality is you will, right? Okay. So even with the stress test, I suppose, again, it goes back to that point. It has to be comfortable. So I suppose to give an idea on that, if you're borrowing 100,000, you should be demonstrating 600 euros comfortably every month. So going back to that example where we're borrowing 300,000, the mortgage repayment might be 1,300, but we're making sure that you can pay up to 1,718 per month. And that allows the person to continue that regular savings, you know what I mean, that they're doing every month. I suppose your mortgage repayment needs to go out of your bank account every month. You still need to be able to pay all your utility bills, your car loans, your children education funds, and save regularly every month as well for that emergency fund to be in place. So it needs to be comfortable. Now, people are probably stretching themselves a little bit because property purchase prices have increased significantly over the last number of years. And we know that, you know what I mean? So the central bank changed their rulings for a first-time buyer. They can now borrow four times their combined income. Stat came out last week that you need a combined income for the Dublin market of 127,000 to buy a property. That's a fairly decent combined income.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It certainly is. So like it's definitely, I suppose, got a little bit more expensive to buy a house in Ireland at the moment, but it's still very doable.
Yeah, and I always say, don't look at the end goal, just to go step by step. Have a look at your finances, get your documents in order, clear up any mishaps on the credit bureau, all these little steps, and then see where it leads you. Get all your documents ready with somebody like yourself, because all of this takes time. And something I was interested to read, you would recommend getting mortgage protection or getting the wheels for that in motion before you get the mortgage, not after, because that can cause a delay.
Absolutely. And unfortunately, it does, Claire. And I suppose we now know that one in two of us are going to get cancer in our lifetime. So unfortunately, that is having an impact on mortgage protection. So I suppose any client that will come to us and in our own brokerage, we will recommend even the house hunters to get a quotation for mortgage protection. Because if there is a medical review required to get the mortgage protection, there's time. So an average house sale will close 2 to 3, 4 months. And unfortunately, if you're waiting for consultants in Ireland for an appointment to have a review, that time will lapse very, very quickly. So I suppose get that in order. The other thing we recommend is that if you're thinking of buying a second-hand property, that you ensure that you can get house insurance on it. Not so much in the Dublin market, but certainly in the Cork City market, there is a lot of subsidence. So a lot of properties will not get subsidence cover, and banks will require subsidence cover for their fire policy. So again, mortgage protection, make sure you can get a quotation and that you can be covered, and fire policy on the property you're looking at. Those two big ones can actually stop a mortgage from being drawn down, because if you cannot get mortgage protection, you're requesting the bank to give a waiver for mortgage protection so that there's no, I suppose to describe what mortgage protection is, so there's different levels of cover. Mortgage protection actually protects the loan, right? Okay, so if one of the applicants dies throughout the course of the loan, the mortgage has a protection policy in place to pay back that loan. So in essence, it's nearly protecting the bank, and that, you know, so not having that policy is not protecting the bank. So they'll want it in place, Claire. Same for the fire policy. If the house burns down in the morning and it needs to be rebuilt and there's a loan outstanding, it needs to be
Paid. So you might have thought, get the mortgage, then get the protection, or do it all in one go, but there could be delays.
Do it before.
We have a texter who says, how can you tell the details of each payment on your bank statement? They don't have detail to tell you what each payment is for. Is that a phone call to the bank? I know what they're saying. Sometimes you'll see a big jig of numbers, and now that we're tapping for everything, sometimes it can be hard to know where every single payment is going.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You should know, I suppose, is number one thing, right? Okay, and it's okay to tap. I have customers coming in saying, oh my God, I'm going to stop tapping now because I tap 20 times a day and I'll end up giving you 300 pages of a bank statement. Live your life. You know what I mean? We'll read through the 300 pages. That's not a problem. So I suppose we'll go back to the red flags, right? Okay. So what we're looking for when we're assessing a bank statement, we're looking for your salary coming in, whatever date in the month. And we're checking to make sure that the account is operating inside the terms and conditions on that bank statement over the course of the salary period, be it a month or be it bi-monthly. And we're ensuring that you're not going into an overdraft facility. And if you are, that it's only a timing factor and it's coming back out quite quickly. We're making sure that there's no missed direct debits or standing orders. So that's, I suppose, the figure you're looking for in your bank statement is actually called a referral fee. So if we see that referral fee and it's a tenner, it means you've missed a payment, right? Okay, so we're looking for that. We're looking for the, as I say, the demonstrated repayment ability or the proven repayment ability. So we're looking for that monthly rental figure coming out, you know, on the same date every month. We're looking for that saving figure coming out every month at the same time. The red flags, if we see gambling, we're looking to see if that's a regular occurrence, if it's possibly needs to be assessed as a financial commitment, so on and so forth. So I suppose line by line, you're just making sure that there's no red flags shown in the bank statement.
Yeah, and if there are, get
it started.
Smarter over 6 months and then use those. So yeah, take the steps, get ready, stay hopeful, I think, is the message.
Yeah.
Well, Margaret Barrett, QFA and Managing Director of Mortgage Navigators, thank you very much for coming on. And good luck to any of you on that journey this year. Coming up later.